Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with issues, topics, and people that are important to you. Well, we are going to be talking to the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado about some scams that have popped up with increasing frequency. If you are the victim of these scams, you want to listen up. If you are interested in any of the transactions that we're going to be talking about, whether it's buying a new dog or maybe signing up for a side hustle, you'll want to listen up as well because scammers might be targeting you. So joining us today to talk more about these and other scams, we have Ada Rodriguez, Vice President of Operations and Development for the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado. Ada, welcome to The Extra.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
You bet. And Alexis Barton, who's Quality Assurance Coordinator with the Better Business Bureau of the Southern Colorado, also giving us some insight. Alexis, welcome to The Extra.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning to you, too. Let's start with Ada. Ada, puppy scams. This is something where people think that they are buying what is perhaps a dog with papers. Perhaps it's a puppy that's just, a mongrel, no papers. But they think they are getting a certain puppy and people can be led astray. Tell us how this works.
Yeah, so I'm sure listeners, if they listen to us, they've heard about puppy scams. They've seen it all over the news, the web. Puppy scams have essentially been a hot scam for the last decade. But we've seen a huge spike as a result of the COVID pandemic. And we wanted to bring it back up again today because it kind of slowed down a little bit. And then over the last couple months, we've seen a spike again. And so whether that's because it's beginning to be summer, there are a couple different factors that I will share that are kind of pointing to this spike. So we just feel like it is a very timely, important scam because the number of victims continue to be very high and the dollar lost is very high. So we wanted to remind consumers of a few tips as well. But we are, finding that they're essentially a shortage of puppies available, shortage of puppies available in shelters, shortage from breeders, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention essentially have suspended import of dogs to the U.S. deemed at high risk of rabies. So that has decreased the number of dogs that have been imported. Even just those alone have increased the percentage of people that are essentially looking to the web for puppies that could potentially be a scam. So we found that 80% of websites selling puppies or pets online are a scam. 80%.
That many? Wow.
High.
That is a huge share of the online offers that you might come across.
It really is. And so I think even just keeping that statistic in your head, knowing that, if you look at 10 sites, 8 of them are most likely scams. So it's just really important knowing the red flags associated with the scam. Obviously, people get invested in getting a puppy. They may, maybe something they're getting as a gift for their family. And so, you can avoid money and also that heartache just by paying attention to some of these flags and trying to avoid it. The other piece of information that I think is worth sharing is the largest group of victims are age 25 to 35. So we're looking at that younger demographic that are, maybe new families, young families, maybe right out of college, whatever that might look like for them, looking for these puppies, and then followed by those that are 35 to 44. So again, still staying in this younger demographic. It's important to point out because I think a lot of people assume victims of scams are our seniors, but in the case of puppy scams, it's actually our younger population.
Yeah, and maybe less experienced with getting some of the safeguards in place than maybe older people. Let's talk about how the scammers are evolving because they're not just sticking with the same old tricks.
Yeah. So, we've also talked a lot at the BBB and sent out several warnings just around online shopping scams in general because we have seen those skyrocket as a result of the COVID pandemic. So, we all know that scammers like to capitalize on vulnerability and high demand, right? So that's exactly what they're doing still. They are continuing to capitalize that there's a high demand for pets. And we say puppy scams, but it's actually all pets. So I think it's just a good reminder that we also see scams involving cats and birds and snakes and iguanas and such as that. So important for listeners to understand that you probably need to be aware even when you're looking for a rabbit, whatever it might be, just being prepared for that possible scam.
So what are some of the advice and tips that you can offer?
Yeah, so we'll get into that. I want to just share real quick, if you don't mind, just like what the scam could look like. And so the tactics that they're using are payment through untraceable cash, such as Zelle, Google Play, Cash App, Venmo, and Apple. So, you know, just being very careful with those. And typically what you see is you feel that there's this commitment on this pet, you make a down payment, and then you are continued to be asked for more money to either provide vaccinations, provide a new kennel, help with the transportation. All these additional fees are adding up. And at that point, you're pretty invested, right? You've already spent $500. So you're like, what's another $500? I'm closer to getting this puppy or this animal. So, you know, that's the typical process of the scam. The way the scammers are asking for payment has changed, like you mentioned, that is evolved. And that's because they're using more of these untraceable cash apps. So that alone is a red flag, right? You asked like what to look for. That is something definitely to look for. How are they asking you to pay for this pet? And if you propose another option, what is their response? Are they okay with you doing something slightly different? You know, like maybe a check, or what does that look like?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what are some other ways, but, I guess, to be on your guard?
Absolutely. So a few of the other things that we highly recommend is try to see the pet in person before paying any money, whether that's a video call, whether if you can see them in person, actually meet the animal. That's the best way, of course, to confirm that there is truly an animal for sale. A lot of times scammers don't even have an animal for sale, or have a friend or a family member go visit the animal if it's in their area. Conduct a reverse image search of the photo. I think it's important to remember that you can actually search where an image came from on a website. So to find, is it a stock photo? Is it a real photo? Search for distinctive phrases in the description of the animal. Sometimes they're using just code or, you know, misspelled words and things like that. So really thoroughly look through that website and that language. Research the breed so you get an idea as to what the price might be. Also understand that, you know, anything that's too good to be true probably is. So having a good sense as to what that cost could be. And then, of course, the last bit of advice we really like to encourage is, well, I should say two more. One is check out the animal shelter. See if you can get a pet that you can adopt. There's many, many reasons why that's important and valuable. And then the last one is to do your research, check with the BBB and make sure, and Scam Tracker, to ensure that the so-called company or breeder you're working with isn't listed as a scammer or being involved in prior scams.
Mm. And this is just a devastating scam, too, because people are invested in these animals as if they're almost family members, right? They're joining their family. And so to not have an actual pet or to have a different pet that was not as advertised come into your home, I mean, it almost feels like a betrayal at a very personal level. What should people do, Ada, if they are the victim of a pet scam?
Yeah, so report it, report it, report it. That's definitely what I can say. Talk to people about it. Make sure others know that this happened to you so that they can try to avoid it as well. There's actually a whole website dedicated to pet scams, so petscams.com. You can report complaints, and it actually catalogs puppy scammers in particular. So I would certainly check that website out. The FTC, report it through the FTC, and then, of course, the Better Business Bureau. I know that's multiple places to report it, but we highly suggest that just so we can start to slow these animal scams. And I don't see them slowing anytime soon with the high demand, especially for puppies, and just the use of online shopping. So, yeah, please report it. Please reach out to us. Ask us questions, and we'll do our best to help.
Certainly, certainly. Okay, and we'll make sure that we get those websites on our podcast page. When we come back, with inflation spiking, so many people are looking at ways to expand their budgets. Some of that means taking up a side hustle, but you can be scammed even when trying to do that. We'll tell you about that when The Extra continues. Welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you with issues, topics, and people that are important to you. Today, we're talking about scams and how you can protect yourself, because nothing is going to sour you on financial straits other than getting victimized by a scam, and scammers know how to connect with your money in the wrong ways. Let's talk now to Alexis Barton. She's with Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado, as well as a quality assurance coordinator, but she also talks to us in an educational capacity. And Alexis, first of all, I mean, side hustles are becoming more and more popular, especially as inflation means that our dollars aren't stretching as far. So some people have found the way to do that when they can't really cut back anymore is by taking on side hustles. But you can get scammed when doing so. Tell us about that.
Yeah, like you mentioned, side hustles have become really popular and a really popular way to make extra money, kind of get a small business going, or even transition into that side hustle as a career. But not all of these part-time side gigs are what they seem. So just like with the old school traditional employment scams, con artists are going to use fake opportunities to lure unsuspecting victims into their trap. So this could be identity theft. This could turn into a fake check scam or even shipping scams. There's a lot of different versions of it, but whatever they're after, they're hoping to get money, personal information, or most likely both, right? Money and personal information. So there's a few ways that you can avoid these or at least know what to look for if you're looking to start up a side part-time job. Screen your potential clients. If you're approached by someone online, an individual instead of a company to do freelance work like photography or pet sitting, get to know that person before you agree to do any work for them. Ask a lot of questions. Try to verify that they're a real person through social media, and always ask to do like a video chat. Most often scammers are not going to do the video chat. They don't want you to see them, and they don't want to be put on the spot to answer specific questions. So that's a good way to screen those individuals. Another good tip is to keep the freelance work on the site where you found this person. So scammers will often try to circumvent and move you off of the website. So let's suppose that employer could approach you on the website, and then they would ask you quickly to move outside of that website for payment or to continue chatting. So they might convince you to go through PayPal, some of the other ones that Ada mentioned before, like Zelle or Venmo, claiming that they're trying to help you avoid the fees of the website when really those payments are untraceable, right? We all know that. Mm-hmm. So that's really what they're after. And so they're not going to give you a job. And once you make that payment to them, they're gone and you're not getting that money back.
Okay, so what else can people do to avoid these side hustle scams?
Yeah, so just like any other scam, I think we say this a lot, is watch out for something that sounds too good to be true. So any job that's offering really good pay for something that sounds really easy or doesn't require any special skills is probably a scam. And another thing that we always mention, I feel like, is do your research. So make sure you're researching these side jobs, no matter how good the job may seem. Always double check. So go directly to the company's website, verify the thing. Does it look professional? Is there a legitimate way to contact these people? Do an online search. Oftentimes, if it is a scam, people have reported that, right? And it'll be somewhere online where you can find that other people have been scammed by this fake employer. And I think the one that really became popular during COVID was work from home scams.
Mm-hmm.
So they're perfect for people or students or stay-at-home moms. But 2020, of course, found a huge rise in these scams. And these are really dangerous because it's really easy to get scammed in these work-from-home jobs. So be very wary of applying for jobs that sound like warehouse coordinator, something you can do totally online. Scammers will impersonate well-known retailers like Amazon or Walmart and post these jobs on major platforms like Indeed or LinkedIn. So it's hard sometimes to tell if they're legitimate or not. So definitely be cautious of those work-from-home scams. Another great tip, and one that we see often, is the fake check scam. So this is kind of the revamped version of an old scam, but you may get offered a job online, and they will send you a check for supplies. So some work supplies, computers, or whatever you may need to start that job. Once you get that check, they're going to call you and say, oh my gosh, we accidentally overpaid you. Can you send us back $500 of that money?
Oh,
you'll send them the $500, and then you'll find out later that the check was never real, right? And that check will bounce, but you've already sent the $500. So, of course, the scammers will disappear after that, and you will not get that money back. So watch out for those fake checks. You should never have to pay anything to work, right? And usually employers will provide you with equipment and all of the things that you need, and you shouldn't have to go purchase that yourself. And the last couple of great tips here are get all the details in writing. So make sure that they're sending you a legitimate job offer. You can even put together a basic contract of the details, the services they agreed to, the timeline. Scammers are going to avoid providing that specific of information. So this is a really good way to kind of weed them out or get rid of them altogether. If you start asking them to provide that type of information or to write things down, usually they're going to disengage with you. And then, of course, guard your personal information. If this potential employer is asking to share your personal information immediately, in the first couple minutes of the conversation, if they're offering you the job right on the spot and say, great, you're hired, send me the info, that should be a red flag, right? It should be a process and an interview process, and most often you're not going to get hired on the spot and ask for your Social Security in the first 30 minutes, right? So definitely watch out for that, and providing your driver's license information and bank account information for sure. Make sure you do some research before you give that out.
All right. Well, Alexis, one of the other areas where people take up jobs that they think are going to lead to legitimate work and then they get scammed is the mystery shopper. So when we come back, we'll be talking about that. Our guest today here on The Extra, the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado. Keep on listening to KRDO News Radio. We're back with our friends from the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado, and we're talking about scams and how to protect yourself. Some of the more popular ones, especially as we've seen inflation take a bigger bite out of your maybe regular paycheck, you may be looking at how to take on a side hustle. So we were talking about some of the ways to avoid that with Alexis Barton just moments ago. Ada Rodriguez, why don't you step in here? Let's talk about the mystery shopper inquiries and invitations that people get.
Yeah, so this is kind of similar to what Alexis was talking about, or at least building on that scam. It sounds really fun, right? I definitely have seen those advertisements come through where you get to shop with one of your favorite stores, plus get paid for it and get merchandise. It just sounds like a perfect situation, right? So unfortunately, the majority of secret shopping is a scam. There are definitely some legitimate opportunities out there, but we have certainly seen an increase in this scam. And like you mentioned, people might be looking for kind of those side jobs just to make a little bit more money. So typically how it works is you may receive an offer via email, text, social media to become a mystery shopper, meaning they're targeting you specifically, probably based on the pages you visited or getting an idea as to where you shop from your internet work. The other option is you may actually apply to a job that's posted. So it could be posted on LinkedIn. It could be posted on various website platforms, and it's a scam. And essentially, you're asked to mystery shop. And so typically, they'll send you a check with, you know, and asking you to buy a few things similar to what Alexis described with, the, you know, kind of the side hustle employment scam. Very similar in that you buy your supplies or whatever they're asking you to purchase, and then you need to send back the remaining money. Other options is they want you to essentially turn the check into gift cards. So they're going to, you know, one victim described a situation where she applied for a job on LinkedIn and received a check in the mail for $2,470. And the business wanted her to go to local stores, purchase gift cards with $2,000 and keep the rest as her pay. She was supposed to scratch off the security covers and send pictures of the cards, essentially. So, you know, and then of course the check bounces, and then she's left footing the bill for the total cost of all the gift cards that now she just gave the information away on. So it sounds fun, but it's kind of, again, one of those tricky cycles where the scammers are getting you.
But these are legitimate jobs. I mean, I know people who've worked in retail who say, you know, a mystery shopper came in today and I got good scores. So I know that they are legitimate jobs. So you just have to, I guess, figure out which ones are legitimate, which ones aren't. How can you best do that?
Right. That's like the tagline for every scam, right? You have to figure out what's legitimate and what isn't. And that can be really frustrating to consumers. And I think that's why scammers are continuing to have victims, right? But you're right. There are definitely legitimate companies out there. And I also know people that mystery shop and they have a blast doing it and they get paid. So certainly doing your research, researching the mystery shopper company before applying or before clicking on any links online, checking to see if they have good reviews, feedback. There should be information on the web if it's a legitimate mystery shopping company. You should be able to find their business information, their website, you know, search BBB Scam Tracker, see if you can find the name of that company associated with a scam at any point. You can also check Mystery Shopper Professionals Association database. So MFPA Americas, so Mystery Shopper Professionals Association. I didn't even know that was a thing, but it is. So you can actually check that database just to do research on legitimate mystery shopping providers. But it's also important to point out that scammers often will impersonate real companies in their job postings. So just because you see a job posting from maybe a legitimate named company, you still have to be skeptical because you don't know whether or not that is someone impersonating a legitimate company. So it's a value to have that association, but it's also something the scammers are using, right? They're able to get legitimate names.
They're tapped into that. Okay. So right. any other advice you can give people to avoid this scam, this a side hustle scam?
Yeah. I mean, I think just like we've talked about before too, is anytime there's pressure or too good to be true, it's probably a scam. Don't feel like you have to make a decision right on the spot, you know, hiring on the spot, for example. Be wary of that. Take your time, do your research. Beware of jobs that involve receiving and returning money. That alone is typically tied to a scam just because, as Alexis mentioned, typically employers are not going to ask you to do that. And if they do, they're not going to ask you to use gift cards and purchase your own supplies. Secret shopping, yes, they want you to shop at places, but they're not going to ask you to send money back. Never wire money or buy prepaid debit cards for strangers. Again, that's another red flag right there when you're asked to do either of those things, and just making sure that you avoid giving your personal information or any money until you feel really confident with the source or the company that you're working with.
Right. And you really shouldn't, to an employer, have to wire money at all, right? I mean, you're the employee.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that alone is sketchy, but unfortunately people do get caught in this trap, and, you know, people, you know, individuals shouldn't feel bad or embarrassed about it. They should which I know is hard to say, right? But I think if you can report it and get the information out there, we can continue to prevent other people from falling into the same trap.
Well, we know that times are tough, and as people seek out other ways to maybe keep their bottom lines going, they may be looking for side hustles like the mystery shopper or other mm-hmm. jobs, but they also may be looking at ways to protect themselves when they hire for a service. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with the ladies from the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado about a scam that might target you if you're in need of dental work. That, when the extra continues, you're listening to KRDO News Radio. We're back with the extra, and certainly anytime that we talk to the Better Business Bureau, it is about how scammers are really finding new ways every moment, it seems like, to try and separate you from your money or your personal identities and information that can then be used to rip you off in other ways. But today we are focusing on a number of ways that as times have been tighter and belts have been tightened and wallets have been a little bit lifted lighter because of the current state of inflation, this is an area where you really need to watch out. This is where people can get hung up and hung out to dry. And we're talking about going in for certain kinds of work that you may think is from a legitimate practitioner, but it turns out it's not. So Alexis Barton from the Better Business Bureau is here to tell us about how dental work scams work. Now, we're not talking about the regular dentist, right?
No, we are not. So dental work can be expensive, like you mentioned. Whether you have insurance that covers it or not, it's still pretty pricey, and scammers know that, and they want to take advantage of that. Our BBB scam tracker has received multiple reports from people who were scammed by con artists claiming to offer expensive dental equipment at discounted rates. So how this works is you're searching online for a retainer, dental veneers, any other kind of dental equipment. I think what's popular now is those clear aligners, right? So you find an ad online. Everything looks legitimate. You click on it, on the ad to visit the website. The website may even feature high-quality customer videos that seem really convincing. And best of all, it's at a good price, right? So you're only going to pay a few hundred dollars instead of maybe the thousands that your dentist had quoted you for the same product. So once you place that order, the charge will appear on your card. The business is going to claim that your order is on its way. So you may even get like a shipping notification or a confirmation email. If the order ever does arrive, which most often it doesn't, but sometimes it does, consumers report that it takes a really long time, and most often you're outside of the time frame that you have to dispute the charge with your credit card. So, for example, someone reported to us that their first indication that something was not quite right was the length of time it was going to take to receive the product.
Mm.
And they had advertised, the business had advertised an address in California, but when they were looking at the tracking information, it looked like it was coming from China instead. So the item finally did arrive, and the item, of course, was not as expected. It was almost like Halloween costume type material. So it was a total misrepresentation from the website, from the advertisement. And of course, just like with a lot of these scams, you try to contact this company or reach out to their customer service, and you're going to quickly find that the customer service does not exist. You cannot reach the company, and most often you have lost that money for good. So we have some tips on how you can try to avoid this, because like I mentioned before, this is a pretty costly one, and those items are usually pretty expensive. So,
right, like maybe even over $1,000, yeah.
Oh, easily. So that can be a pretty big hit. especially like you mentioned in these times, but at all, that's a lot of money to lose. And then you're still going to have to find that dental equipment you need, right? And buy it again. So like we always mentioned, please do your research on the company before you make a purchase. A quick internet search of the business name, paired with the word complaint or scam, could reveal that you're dealing with someone who's maybe not so honest. Always do that thorough research on a company before making the purchase, especially if you haven't heard of it before. If it's not one of the big names that you would easily recognize, definitely make sure you're researching that and verifying that information. Be wary of online ads. So search engine results, or oftentimes the ads on social media, are going to feature something that is eye-catching, it appears professional, and it may even be targeted to you based on your search history and things like that. So most often, legitimate businesses will advertise this way, but scammers do too. So don't take every ad at face value. Make sure you're researching and double-checking. And don't fall for those deals that are too good to be true. So make sure you know about what the price of the item you're looking for should be, and if what this scammer is offering you is something that is much, much cheaper, that is probably a red flag. Scammers know that people will definitely fall for a great deal, and especially with these high dollar products. So people are really looking to find a way to save money, and sometimes that offer can be too appealing and they get scammed. So watch out for those, and make sure you pay with your credit card. So never do, the PayPal or the Zelle or the gift cards. Make sure you're using your credit card. You may be able to dispute the charges. You may be able to alert your bank or your card in case they try, to charge the card again. So make sure you know what your time limit is to report these charges as fraud. And definitely make sure you file those disputes if you don't receive your product or it's not what you expected. So if you think any of these scams have happened to you, please report those to bbb.org/scam tracker. We read every single one of those reports and we research them. And it's a great tool for others who are looking to verify whether something is a scam or not.
Well, Alexis Barton, certainly you've opened my eyes to a different way that scammers are trying to target people. But it seems like any time there is a new development in terms of what we can do, perhaps mail order dental work, perhaps there are legitimate ways to go about it. But it seems like the scammers are two steps ahead. So it's good to warn people in this way. So Alexis Barton, Quality Assurance Coordinator, just want to give my thanks to you. She's with the Better Business Bureau.
Thank you.
And Ada Rodriguez, who joined us earlier, who's the Vice President of Operations and Development for the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado. Thank you, too, for giving us all that information on those various scams.
Yes, thank you for having us.
And don't forget, you can check out the Better Business Bureau's scam tracker. Just go to bbb.org. And if you have been a victim, you can contact them to report your scam as well. Always be on aware and research businesses as well at bbb.org before making a purchase that might put you in the target, in the sights of these scammers. Ada and Alexis, my thanks to you, to our listeners. We hope this has been a value to you, and thank you for joining us for this hour-long conversation. You've been listening to The Extra. Tom Martino is next.